We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, 7:45. Steve and Ted in the morning here on this Tuesday, January 14th. Congratulations to Todd from Mulvaney. He has a pair of tickets to the Rod and Custom Car Show. Cars for Charities. Coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Century 2. Proceeds go to the Ark of Sedgwick County in Starkey, and we have more tickets to give away this week, so be listening to Steve and Ted for your chance to go to the show. 7:46 now, Steve and Ted. Three big things.
Three.
College football crowns a new champ. LSU 42, Clemson 25.
Two.
Wichita Police looking for driver in fatal hit and run on East Kellogg.
One.
Brandon Whipple sworn in as Wichita's mayor. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Still got some heavy fog in places here in Wichita this morning. One of the traffic trackers calling in just a little bit ago said that right around Kellogg and Webb at the time that he called in, the fog was probably down to less than a half mile.
Okay.
Or less than a mile. It was, he said the fog was very thick there. They were saying 5 miles of visibility at Eisenhower National Airport. Just be very, very careful out there today. Some areas, visibility definitely an issue. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Turn on the lights and slow down, huh? Early fog, cloudy today with a high of 47 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 36. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 48. Now fog, 43 degrees, not much wind. North wind at 3 miles per hour. Whatever Kansas weather deals us from 1 minute to the next, be prepared, whether it's fog, snow, rain, sun, or the cold. When Kansas weather changes, go see Hatman Jacks for protection from the elements. Hatman Jacks at the clock tower in Delano. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And taking a look at the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. We're going to retire this question today, but here it is. It's 2020. I think this year will be worse than 2019. 7%. 7% said worse. About the same as 2019. 21%. Better than 2019. 72%. So the people going to the poll question are fairly optimistic. In fact, quite optimistic, saying 72%. A better year this year than last year. Got a new question.
That's a good outlook.
And this is the four teams left in the NFL playoffs. Who makes it to the Super Bowl?
All right.
Is it Tennessee and San Francisco, the Tennessee Titans versus the Green Bay Packers, the Kansas City Chiefs versus San Francisco 49ers, or the Kansas City Chiefs versus Green Bay Packers? Those are the four choices that are lining up. Who's going to the Super Bowl?
And we have some results from this.
Have you?
Yeah, this has been going on for a little while now, and so we've got some results. Right now in fourth place, coming up last, is the Tennessee Titans and the Green Bay Packers.
Packers fourth, okay.
Yeah, they haven't gotten any votes yet.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. We do have some votes. 13% of the votes have gone to the Tennessee Titans versus the San Francisco 49ers.
Huh.
27% of the votes going to the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Green Bay Packers, but by far the favorite out there, the Kansas City Chiefs versus the San Francisco 49ers. That's at 60% right
60%.
Now.
And if you'd like to be involved, go to our webpage, knssradio.com, and take part in the Steve and Ted poll question today. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Tuesday morning. Toyota is recalling nearly 700,000 vehicles in the U.S. because the fuel pumps can fail and cause engines to stall. And that can increase the risk of a crash. The recall covers certain 2018 and 2019 models. In fact, the list is pretty long, quite a big list. So owners will be notified by mail in mid-March. So if you've got a Toyota 2018 or 19 model, you may want to just consider that. You'll probably get a notice in the mail before too much longer. Now, Volkswagen has announced record sales figures for last year. The total of just under 11 million vehicles for 2019 will help determine whether Volkswagen keeps its title as the world's largest automaker. I did not know Volkswagen was the largest automaker. Last year, the company beat out the Renault, Nissan, Mitsubishi Alliance and Toyota as the globe's largest vehicle maker. The Alliance and Toyota report their figures in the coming weeks. Volkswagen grew its sales despite shrinking global auto markets. That means its share of the market has grown as the company moves on from the 2015 diesel scandal. So Volkswagen is coming back after that scandal, doing quite well, looks like.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street Monday ahead of the signing of a Phase 1 trade deal with China, sending the S&P and the NASDAQ to record highs. Technology companies led the way. The gains came a day before major banks kick off the latest earnings reporting season for U.S. companies. The S&P rose 22 points. The Dow gained 83 points. The NASDAQ climbed by 95 points. 7:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A new boss at Boeing, editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Monday was David Calhoun's first day as the new CEO of the Boeing company. He starts his new job facing the prospect of guiding the airplane maker through one of the worst crises in its history. Calhoun is pledging transparency, safety, and collaboration with all stakeholders. He said that in a letter to employees on Monday. Calhoun says it's a crucial time for Boeing. Wichita's M&M Insurance is planning a renovation that'll add up to about $1.7 million. Company leaders say the improvements to its two-story brick headquarters at Douglas and Hydraulic are being made in order to attract a new workforce. M&M is asking the City Council to consider funding part of the work through the city's facade improvement program. And Overland Park's Garmin is under investigation by federal officials. They're looking into claims by a competitor that Garmin Fitbit and others imported products that infringed on patents for wearable technology. Philips holds 4 patents involving smartwatch functions, including motion tracking. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. Now 7:52 with Steve and Ted. Now I'm going to talk about computers for just a little bit here. My wife and I purchased a new computer, replacing our old one, and our laptop, they were both, I don't know, what did we find out, 10 years old, something like that.
Remember, wow.
Pretty slow, and Shelly uses the computer at home. I don't very often. And so she was really getting concerned, and she was concerned about the fact that Windows 7 was going to not be supported, and we needed something with Windows 10. So we got a new computer, and it's got all this neat stuff on it. It's really, really nice. But I want to talk with Jad a little bit this morning, Jad Chambers, about this computer. Not supporting Windows 7 anymore. What does that mean exactly?
Well, it means that the Windows will be doing less of the updates for it. Some of the very critical service updates they'll continue to do, but for the rest of it, they won't be updating updating it anymore, which, I don't know, that can make it less safe.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I read something here that it might be less safe for things like malware and viruses, things like that.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
So that's a great thing.
And, now, the critical updates it will probably continue to get for just a little bit, kind of as a grace period sort of thing. But for the most part, they'll stop their support of Windows 7.
Okay, that's support. Now, technically, does it do anything different as far as computer speed, anything like that? Or you just have more bells and whistles to play with?
Usually changes like that are a little bit behind the scenes. Sometimes they actually do improve performance. A lot of the times recently, some of the updates have done almost exactly the opposite. They have destroyed your performance, and then they have to go back in with another update patch and fix it later. But that's just something that's happened fairly recently with Microsoft, as they've kind of dropped the ball on a few of the more recent updates.
Well, Shelly's been exploring everything with it. She's having a ball with it every day. And yeah, I think part of it is that we were told by one of the salespeople that it would have the face recognition instead of a password,
right,
or part of the password, face recognition, so they would know who we are when we sign on just by looking at our face.
No, it's biometric security, yeah.
Yeah, and I said to Shelly, I said, well, have you done that yet? She said, I'm waiting till I have my makeup on and my best. So that was her reaction to it. All right, so
yeah.
Thank you. It's a little update on what's going on because of Windows 7, and this is the last day of that support. They're going to the Windows 10. We have Windows 10 on everything around here, or is that a trade secret?
Yeah, okay. For the most part. I think there are still a few straggler computers here that don't, but I believe that probably for the most part, I think we are all on Windows 10 here.
All right. Today is National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day. You ever eaten a delicatessen meat pastrami usually made from beef? And you can make it from other pork, mutton, or turkey.
I've had turkey pastrami before.
Have you? Yeah.
I like beef a little bit better.
It's an interesting sandwich. I don't think I ever tasted one until I was in my 20s and I was visiting in Lubbock, Texas, where my brother-in-law took me to one of his friend's hamburger stands. And Andrew had a pastrami sandwich, and they said, "Hey, Steve, try this." You know, and I said, "Yeah, I'll try it." And I had never eaten a pastrami sandwich before. Hmm. It was outstanding.
Really?
These guys knew how to do it. So, and I haven't had one or two since, so I got to go out and get a pastrami sandwich today. National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day right here. 7:55 now. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got the latest on the impeachment articles. Jad's going to be here with sports, right, Jad?
That's right. National Football Championship game last night. We'll tell you all about it.
And you've got entertainment news. The Blur's coming up.
Oh, that's right, indeed. We got a sad breakup to tell you about on the Blur.
Okay. Plus, we've got traffic and weather, all the fog out there. That's all in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.